The Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine condemns the decree of the President of the Russian Federation, which paves the way for forcing residents of the territories temporarily occupied by the Russian army in Kherson and Zaporizhia regions to acquire Russian citizenship. Illegal passportization in Kherson and Zaporizhia regions, as well as in Crimea and the temporarily occupied part of Donetsk and Luhansk regions, is a gross violation of the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine, norms and principles of international humanitarian law and obligations of the Russian Federation as an occupying power in accordance with Article 45 of 1907 Hague Convention and Article 47 of 1949 Convention relative to the protection of civilian persons in time of war, the MFA stressed. The decree of the President of Russia is legally null and void and will have no legal consequences. This decision will not affect the Ukrainian citizenship of residents of territories temporarily occupied by Russia. Diplomats consider that the forced passportization of Ukrainians in Kherson and Zaporizhia regions is yet another proof of the criminal goal of Russia's war against Ukraine. The conquest of Ukrainian territories for further occupation and integration into Russia's legal, political, and economic field. As Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba underscored, Ukraine calls on the international community to stop Russia, which is committing crimes against Ukraine and Ukrainians on a scale unknown in Europe since World War II. Ukraine demands the immediate adoption of the sixth EU sanctions package, which will include an embargo on Russian oil, and the elaboration of the seventh sanctions package. The Russian regime must be brought to justice, and the Russian military machine must be deprived of financial resources. We also call on international partners to speed up decisions on the further provision of weapons to Ukraine, primarily multiple launch rocket systems, to protect Ukrainian territories from Russian aggression. The delay will only encourage the Putin regime to continue committing crimes against Ukraine and destroying peace and security in Europe, Kuleba stated. Natalia Tolub.